Audio 2, History. In Trujillo, archaeologists have found traces of megalithic, Vetan, Celtic, and Iberian civilizations. It was called Tergalium by the Romans, and later Tarjala by the Arabs, whose presence from the 8th to the 13th centuries was the longest. The Arabs built the castle and the walls to strengthen its defense, creating this fortification called Lal-Kathaba. The village was last conquered by Christians in 1232. People from the north came to repopulate this land. Families such as the Altamiranos, the Bejarnos, and the Añascos participated in the conquest. The Spanish crown rewarded them for their service with lands and economic and political power. King John II of Castile gave Trujillo the title of city in 1430, and Henry IV granted it the privilege of free market on Thursdays. Trujillo always had a strategic importance for the Spanish crown, the reason why Catholic monarchs visited the city several times. During one of these visits, Isabel I of Castile expelled Joana la Beltraneja and the Marquis of Villena from the city. They had to escape to Plasencia. Ferdinand II of Aragon died in Madrigalejo, a municipality belonging to Trujillo's jurisdiction. The king's magistrate, together with a number of aldermen in mourning clothes, came to Trujillo to bear witness to the king's death. Charles V, during a visit to the city, confirmed the privilege of the free market to operate without the 10% sales tax. His son, Philip II, after staying in the House of the Chain, so named due to the chain hanging from the door's lintel, gave this house the right of giving asylum. This meant that any prisoner fleeing justice could take refuge with the lord of the house and avoid immediate arrest. In the reign of Philip IV, the Royal Mint started operation. The mint would take care of coinage in all Extremadura. Trujillo is also famous because it is the birthplace of Francisco Pizarro and his brothers Hernando, Juan, and Gonzalo, the conquerors of the Inca Empire. It was also the birthplace of Francisco de Orellana, who discovered the Amazon River, as well as the priest Jerónimo of Loaiza, who was the first Archbishop of Lima, and Francisco Becerra, who constructed cathedrals in the New World. During the 16th century, Trujillo reached its highest prosperity, being influenced by the Renaissance, which contributed to the development of the architecture. Both religious and civil works were erected outside of the city walls. These works turned the city into one of the most beautiful places in Extremadura. The main square became the principal center of daily activities, where feasts and all kinds of celebrations would be held. The part lying within the city walls and that lying outside started evolving differently. Inside the city wall, the defensive aspect of fortifications and solid houses was reinforced, while beyond the walls, a Renaissance style was established.